This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. The Union Cabinet has approved a total outlay of 6,520 crore rupees, including an additional outlay of 1,920 crore rupees for the expansion of the ongoing Central Sector Scheme, Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana, during the 15th Finance Commission cycle. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement about the Union Cabinet's decision while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday.
आज के इस कैबिनेट के फैसले में प्रधानमंत्री कृषि संपदा योजना का आउटले बढ़ा के 6,520 करोड़ किया गया और 50 इरिगेशन यूनिट्स एंड 100 फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स के लिए 1,000 करोड़ रुपीस का अलग से प्रावधान किया गया। इसमें विशेष ध्यान दिया जाएगा जो डिफिकल्ट एरियाज हैं, विशेषकर हिली एरियाज हैं, नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न स्टेट्स हैं और एससी और एसटी के बाहुल्य वाले क्षेत्र हैं, उन पे विशेष ध्यान दिया जाएगा।
Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet has also approved the central sector scheme grant in aid to National Cooperative Development Corporation NCDC with an outlay of 2000 crore rupees for a period of 4 years from 2025-26 to 2028-29. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 4 multi-tracking railway projects covering 13 districts across the states of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Bihar, Odisha and Jharkhand. The total estimated cost of the projects is 11,169 crores and will be completed up to 2028-29. Both houses of parliament faced repeated adjournments following an uproar by opposition parties demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice and the Rajya Sabha 3 times before both the houses were finally adjourned for the day. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal made a statement in the lower house on the reciprocal tariff announced by the United States. Speaking in the House, Mr. Goyal said that the government is examining implications of recently announced 25% US tariffs on Indian goods. He said the country will take all steps to protect national interest. The government has debunked the claims made by a Pakistani propaganda account that a financial emergency has been declared in India following a $60 billion market wipeout due to the 25% tariff announced by US President Donald Trump. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau termed the claims as fake, stressing that no financial emergency has been declared in India. The Election Commission will publish the draft electoral roll in Bihar today under the Special Intensive Revision Initiative. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar and 243 electoral officers will invite the voter or any recognized political party to file their objections regarding any discrepancies in the electoral roll. The objections can be made from today to 1st of September 2025. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has faced very heavy rainfall in parts of Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic West Bengal, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Sikkim, the northeastern states and Uttarakhand today. Several parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal, Sikkim and West Madhya Pradesh are expected to experience thunderstorms during the next 2 to 3 days. Indian women wrestlers delivered an impressive performance at the 2025 Under-17 World Wrestling Championships in Athens yesterday, securing a total of 5 medals, including 2 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze. The first breakthrough came when Rachna clinched the country's first ever gold medal in the women's 43kg freestyle category, defeating China's Xin Huang 3-0 in the final. And that's the end of this news bulletin.